With an eye roll that looked almost painful, he turned his back on us and grabbed a bottle from the middle shelf. A part of me couldn't fault him for his irritation. It had to be annoying, people waltzing into your work every week, brandishing orange VIP bands, and demanding everything for free. These clubs were always hosting some promotional event or another, emo night or 90s throwbacks or whatever else they could come up with to draw tourists and locals alike. Tonight, aspiring actors and musicians and every other brand of LA hopeful were packed into the Blue Room, all under the guise of Influencer Friday. But whatever the bartender's distaste for influencers, I wanted to get drunk. I would have happily paid for faster service, but I wasn't sure it would make a difference. It seemed he was determined to give us bad service on principle, so I might as well cash in on the perks of showing up tonight. Joe scrutinized the way his cuffed chinos hugged his ass, not so much checking him out as making a professional assessment. I can't tell if you hate him or want to go home with him. I didn't have the energy to illustrate how hard of a pass that was, but I shot her a look. I was taller than Joe on a normal day, but right now, wearing 4-inch heeled boots to her strappy gladiator sandals, there was almost a foot's difference between us. None of the above. I just want my drinks. Speaking of people you hate, Joe segued, I'm sure you've already thought about this, but Peter is thinking of asking Declan to be the best man, and I wanted to run it by you to make sure. On noticing my expression, she tapered off, but the damage was done. It probably looked like I'd sucked on a lemon, but the bartender hadn't delivered our cazadoras with lime yet. You know, I don't want you to be uncomfortable, she finished lamely. It's not that it would make me uncomfortable. Contrary to her assumption, I hadn't already thought about this because I'd always assumed Peter and Declan were one of those friendships that wouldn't survive past high school. If there was one thing bound to make an unpleasant event that much more unbearable, it was having to spend it in the company of people I'd hoped to leave in the past. But they seemed to have a way of cropping back up as of late. Anyway, what are you going to do? Tell Peter that he can't have his best friend at the wedding? Joe leaned her back against the bar top, facing the sweaty, undulating crowd, her red lips curled in a frown. I'll talk to him if it comes to that. But it has been like 8 years since you've seen each other, and he's way different than you probably remember. He's living in Pasadena now, and he's got this great job at... It was hard enough to hear her over the music, and I didn't care to strain my ears just to hear what Declan Walsh had gotten up to in recent years. I forced a smile and patted her arm in a way that I hoped was reassuring, though it felt more awkward than anything. Stop worrying. I'm not going to go all red wedding on your best man. When she didn't look entirely convinced, I added, Seriously, it's fine. We're all adults and it's supposed to be your day. And Peter's. You guys should ask whoever you want. It wasn't the whole truth, but I didn't want Joe to stress over this. I might have hated weddings, but that didn't mean I wanted to complicate hers any further. Marriage was bound to be complicated enough without my help.
Two tequilas with lime,
the bartender announced, sliding a pair of shot glasses across the counter. They were each garnished with the largest wedge of lime I'd ever seen, tinged a muddled purple-gray color by the strobing lights.
Be sure to hashtag the Blue Room when you post a picture, he added without enthusiasm.
He hadn't bothered pointing us in the direction of the nearest salt shaker, but at this point, I didn't care. Bottoms up, I said to Joe, balancing my phone in one hand to record a hasty clip of our glasses clinking together before we tossed them back. The tequila was a welcome burn in my throat, a promise of distraction, dancing, toasting, whatever it took to get my mind off the weeks looming before me. I stuffed the lime wedge into my mouth, and then I spat it right back out. I narrowed my eyes at the bartender. Are you sure this is a lime?